fans, it's time to come together at Abby's Pizza for a legendary hour with your Caveman football team. We're eating legendary pizza and talking all things Caveman football. Presented by the Insurance Lounge, your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs. Stop by for your free quote. Insurance Lounge. Insurance simplified.
Welcome, everybody. We're live at the Beacon Drive Abbey's Pizza tonight. And if you're looking for a good meal tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we still have that bacon, bacon, and cheddar on sale for $26.99, and it'll feed a bunch of people. And we'll be getting one of those right here on our table real soon. You know, you can lots of different choices here at Abbey's Pizza, including chicken and fresh salads and spuds and garlic nuts. Check Abbey. Oh, that pizza just arrived. Thank you, dear. Ooh, does that look good? All right, so take your choice here. We're always choosing pizza here because it's just hard to beat. At any rate, it's time to talk Caveman football. We've got a bunch to talk about tonight. There's no question about that. Head coach Matt Kennedy with us. And coach, 56-42. An incredible game. What, 96 points up on the scoreboard, right? And you certainly did what you said that you wanted to do. You established the run to a new record. Mr. Powers went for, I think the paper said 293 yards. I had him for just a little bit more than that, but I'm doing double duty. So tell me about his night.
Yeah, well, and it does turn out he ended up with over 300 according to our stats on Huddle when we broke it down. Just incredible night by him. He was sick that night, too, and not feeling well. He didn't play a whole lot of defense, but...
So we're not giving him any vitamins yet. We want to keep him the same.
We need a sick Trayton Powers, I guess. From the beginning, we made that concerted effort. I think the offensive line, who I've got coming here later tonight, took some pride in, hey, boys, tonight's the night that we get the run game going. And Trayton, in combination with the offensive line and Westenberg, the backup, all just kind of took it upon themselves to say, hey, we're going to do this tonight. And we stayed ahead of the sticks, no penalties, and it allowed us to run the ball at any down, and we had a pretty explosive night in the run game.
Oh, well, there's no question about that. Once again, you and I both had Trayton for over 300 yards. Let's include four touchdowns, scores. So he had a pretty good night. And you mentioned Westenberg. I had him for a little over 50 yards, I think.
Had him about 70. I think we were just shy of 400 yards rushing on the night.
Yeah, no doubt. And he picked up a score.
Yep.
Not to mention the passing game, and that's another, 250 yards.
Yeah.
That's high math. You've proven you've got an offense right now. Can you score on about anybody, you feel?
Well, I mean, if we can continue to play with that type of consistency, that was really the first time we put together a complete game offensively. We sped the tempo up a little bit, which was part of the game plan, both to wear them down, but also to kind of get a chance to see pre-snap what defense we were getting and then make a call after that. And there was just a good offensive rhythm that allowed us to kind of display the full range of weapons that we have and our ability to run or throw the ball at any time.
All right. Tell me about the O-line now, because they were opening the holes to get Powers and Berg both started.
Yeah, no, they did a great job. I mean, and you could tell, and I've said it in previous weeks, it's a younger group that's pretty hungry and asks a lot of great questions and is learning every single week and just competes really, really hard. And, you know, the week before that, they went up against a pretty stout defense and big defensive line and held their own for what it was worth. And this week, a slightly different opponent that they were able to tire out, and they fired off the football all night long.
Right. A couple of things about that game. First of all, we've always felt that Mel Engram Field really gave you a home field advantage. Can you put that in context? Is there a point total? Is there something that really Mel Engram Field brings to an opponent? I know where the crowds are bigger. They're closer to the football field. Is that worth a touchdown or two for you?
You know, I think it's got to be at least worth that. It's hard to quantify by points, but that's actually the theme for this week for us is we got to go do it on the road, and we talked about how what our record is when we've had to travel north of Eugene over the last 8 years, and it's not very good. That's for later. But the fact is that Planet Home, the kids come out, they run out of that tunnel, they've got a big crowd, they feed off of that energy, and it's a pretty special place to play football on a Friday night. There's not many places like it, if any, in the state of Oregon.
Have you seen opponents come out or see that when they come out, or have you noticed a change in their demeanor when they realize what's going on at Mel Engram Field?
I think there's some. I mean, again, having played around the state over a long time.
I've seen some looky-loos, you know, necks turning around and seeing really what's going on.
Yeah, it is a different atmosphere. There aren't many places around here that simulate that kind of energy, and kind of there's just a lot of tradition, a lot of enthusiasm on Friday nights that's fun for us to feed off of.
All right. Great offensive night. 56 points on the scoreboard. Kudos to everybody who played offense, including the receivers who picked up a lot of those yards, too. But there's some other questions. First thing that comes to mind is, of course, defense, because you also allowed 42 points.
Yeah.
Do we dare talk about tackling?
Absolutely, and we talked as a theme this week of kind of getting back to the basics defensively, because week one might have been one of the better defensive performances Grants Pass High School's had in a while, including the tackling. And I mean, the number of comments that were made, that's the best tackling I've seen. And you follow it up with what is generally just, it was a subpar performance as far as tackling. Granted, they had two pretty dynamic weapons, and we knew that going in that were going to be tough to tackle.
Their running back was slick, fast, smooth, all those things.
Yeah, he's very, very good. I mean, he's going to do that against a lot of teams. But at the same time, we went kind of back to the drawing board and just back to the basics as far as what our pad level is supposed to look like in tackling, and hopefully take some pride tomorrow night when we go out on the field to kind of get back to what we have been doing just throughout most of the offseason in that first week of the year.
All right. Something else that popped up that a couple of times really gave the opponents a little break was some penalties. One in particular pops into my mind, and that was the 12th man on the field. That seemed to be a big one.
That ended up, yeah, that was a tough one, and there was a lot of conversation. I was screaming timeout. And the sideline guy.
We thought you were trying to call timeout and didn't get it.
He didn't give it to me, and despite my pleas to say, "Hey, could you tell him I called timeout? You just didn't blow the whistle." He didn't do that, and they ended up that was a fourth down punt that should have given us the ball, and instead they punched the ball in a couple plays. That was a costly penalty, and I mean we should have had 11 on the field. That was we've got a pretty firm policy that if you miss a day of practice, you miss a quarter of playing time, and that really puts some special team substitutions in a bind. And that's kind of what happened there. Is there were we were in the next rotation, and so we had both the guys that were original starters who had to sit out, and their backups were both on the field at the same time, and tried to call a timeout to spare it, and it ends up costing us 7 points. That was a tough one.
That was a tough one. Any other penalties stand out in your mind, or did you put that one away yet?
Yeah, I mean, there were a few others in the game. But I would say it was separate from that. I mean, I think we made them jump off sides 9 times. There was the penalties for the most part swung to our advantage, but that was a pretty costly one.
You're using that hard count a lot effectively.
Yeah, and really it's the design of it is to see what defense we're getting, especially against teams that are varying that look before we make the play call. But when you're going fast and you're tiring teams out, you're also testing their discipline, and we were able to get a lot of offsides penalties as a result of that.
All right, what's been your focus on practice this week? Obviously, cleaning. You talked about tackling already and going back to basics there. What else are you focusing on this week as we get ready for the Saxons?
You know, our theme this week, it was funny. I wrote "Turn the Tide" on the board, and that was our theme. And then I asked the boys, nobody knew what that meant. So I had to explain the turn of the tide.
I think I've got that on a blue jersey somewhere.
Yeah.
From years past.
Exactly. It's been kind of lost. But we talked, and I went back through the records at as I was saying earlier, trips Eugene or north or further over the last 7 or 8 years, and I think I had us at 2 or 3 and 16. It's tough to travel. It's tough to get on a bus and go 3-4 hours and go compete. But we have to do that 4 of our next 6 weeks against increasingly tough competition every week. And so we talked about how our whole approach from tonight until kickoff tomorrow night has to be preparing to go out and win. And we talked about how we can't be okay with the status quo of practices every week. And then we've got to become elite in our practice habits if we want to be an elite football program. And so this week, there was a lot of emphasis on that.
All right. Are you going to vary anything, or is there anything you could do to make a four-hour road trip easier or get you in better shape once you get there?
Well, we don't have school tomorrow, so we're bringing the boys in for actually we're going to lift weights in the morning and then do a quick walkthrough and get them out of bed and get the blood flowing and get this mindset that, hey, we're here to work right off the bat, 8:30 lifting session tomorrow morning. And then we'll have a rest stop along the way, and then, you know, it'll just be a recurring theme they hear from us as coaches. Hey, lock in. We got a job to do. Let's go out there and make sure it happens.
You have put a lot of emphasis on conditioning, and I think it's already showed up several times this year. I had an opportunity to hear from some of your younger players that talking about the very first week of practice, and they were telling their parents that they believed you were trying to kill them. But they're still with you, and they're still grinning, and they're still liking it. So
yeah. Yeah, no, it's been... Again, establishing a culture of toughness mentally and physically and trusting that that's going to, when things get tough, that is going to be an advantage that swings in our favor because of the work that we're putting in.
Right. All right. Let's move ahead a little bit and look at what lies ahead tomorrow night as we take on the Saxons of South Salem. Now, you beat them here last year at Mel Engram Field, another high-scoring affair. What was it, 55-54 last year? That's another 109 points.
Yeah.
Is that what we're looking at tomorrow night?
You know, I mean, they are a team that they like to go. I mean, as much as we're going fast, they will no huddle, lightning tempo. They'll throw the ball 60, 70 times a game.
Wow.
I think our breakdown right now has them at over 80% pass. They have a good junior quarterback who started for them last year. In fact, I know it was a while ago, but we played them the year I was coaching the freshman team, and this junior group played the South Salem junior group. They threw it 78 times in a freshman football game, and it was a high-scoring affair then. So they definitely have a scheme that you're not used to seeing, empty formations, motions all over the field, trying to catch you either gassed or out of position, and a quarterback that can throw the ball. So I think expecting a shutout is probably a little bit unrealistic, but at the same time, we're building on the momentum that we have offensively and had a really great week of practice on the defensive side of the ball. So our expectation is that we show up and compete on defense.
Well, your defensive secondary wasn't too shabby last week. I pulled in some big plays, some big breakups, great big interception at the end there by Hill.
Yeah.
So your secondary seems to hold pretty well against what evidently is a pretty potent passing attack. Is that what they're going to do?
Yeah. I mean, they do a lot of quick game. That ball's coming out, swing passes and screens underneath. And so really defending the pass this week is going to be, you know, linebackers and even defensive line and the way they can go from rushing the passer to then pursuing down the line and helping rally on plays that are tossed out underneath. I would say as much as they throw it, Their deep shots are actually pretty infrequent. They do a lot of short, shallow games and let athletes try and run and crossing routes, things like that.
I think I wrote down five or six different receivers that I just happened to see looking at one of their videos. So they've got a lot of targets out there. Is there one you want to take away, or is there one favorite?
They seem to have a couple of different kids that they like to get the ball to. But as you said, they're not so much that we can just hone in on stop this kid because there are four or five other guys that they'll throw the ball to, and they seem to be a team, hey, we're going to throw it to who's open and we're going to change up who we're designing that play for so that you can't lock in on just one guy.
All right. If with that receiving core and the passer, can we disrupt his rhythm? Can you get to the passer with your rush?
There's going to be times and situations if we can get him in long yarded situations, that's to our advantage. By, again, design, they're getting the ball out in a hurry to offset some of that pass rush. I mean, it's a catch it and throw it. But if we can get them in long-yarded situations, this is a week where we're going to have opportunities to pin our ears back on the defensive line and come get after the quarterback, which has really not been an emphasis all year long for us yet. Our defense is, and D-line especially, has prided itself on rolling a line of scrimmage and playing at the line of scrimmage. And this week we're saying, hey, we get those situations, go get them.
The situation's right. You're going to unleash the thundering herd.
Yeah.
Is it going to be a four-man rush, or are you going to bring the blitz?
We'll have a little bit of both, you know, but it'll be actually a good chance to see what our defensive line by themselves, without bringing any other pressure, when we tell them, hey, go get the quarterback. We've got a couple pretty athletic kids on our defensive line, especially at playing our defensive end positions, that are running backs in our offensive scheme that should be able to get some pressure on the quarterback.
Okay, now tell me about the line of scrimmage. You seem to control... Well, I was going to say control most of it, but they still allowed 42 points in, against a very good running back. How is your line going to mix, how are you going to match up with the South Salem Saxons?
It's a spot that we feel like we have an advantage, especially coming off the momentum. And realistically, even against North Salem, at the line of scrimmage, our defensive line did a really good job of anchoring their gaps. We struggled at that second and third level as far as tackling in space against a really good running back. But despite those rush yards, our D-line played pretty well. But at the same time, at the line of scrimmage, we feel like we're gaining confidence really on both sides of the ball, and are hoping that the combination of conditioning and just the firing off the football that we're starting to develop, we have an advantage there.
All right, you're getting off the football pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, no question about that. So we talked about the defensive line. What about the offensive line now? Let's talk a little bit about that against South Salem.
Yeah, well, and I was talking about line, I was speaking really kind of about both sides, but offensive line kind of same thing.
A lot of guys going both ways.
We do have a lot of guys going both ways, and there's that a lot of momentum built off of running for 400 yards and having success and starting to really understand what our roles within each run play is. That again, we're hoping with tempo and with physicality, we can wear this team down tomorrow night.
Now, they're undefeated. Pardon me, undefeated. They haven't defeated anybody.
Yeah.
So they're looking for their first win on their home field, and you're in their sights. What are they looking at? What are you? Are they going to take something away from you? Are they going to make a target out of you? Or are they going to come after Rosetta? What do you foresee their game plan to be? What are you ready for?
Well, you know, we have film of them in a few different games, and it's always, at least when I'm looking at it from the offensive side of the football, how do they try and defend the different teams they played? And they played North Salem, who I think honestly lines up in a very similar way to us. They don't have the weapons as on the perimeter that we do, but a dynamic tailback, similar formations. So we're kind of thinking we might get a similar look there. Against South Medford, they obviously played a slightly different look. And then they played Tualatin, who's probably a top-five team.
Oh, they are,
and
yeah.
They ran a little bit of everything in that game. So we've prepped our offensive line. Hey, if they choose to go with the organized chaos look, we've got to be real simple, and we just got to be real physical when we fire off the football and know that we might make some mistakes, but we're also going to pop some big ones.
Stick to basics and do your job.
Yep.
That's what it boils down to against a team like that. Is that fair?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. All right. With all that said, what was I going to say about the Saxons here? Obviously, they're a very good team. What do you think your chances are?
Well, again,
you're going for a win, aren't you?
I feel good about the momentum that we're building. But and the boys are going to hear it from me. This is their homecoming game. It's a home game for them.
Yeah.
And we're 2-16 on long road trips over the last 6 years.
It's
so
our turn.
It's time to turn the tide and show that we can show up on the road against a quality opponent. And I feel pretty confident, but I also know that there's a challenge regardless of how many games they've won. It's their turf. We're getting off the bus after a long trip, and we got to show up.
Okay, so the key is to turn the tide. You've taken steps to keep that tide turned, or at least give the fellas the opportunity to turn that tide. Did they buy in to what we were talking this week in terms of going back to basics on the tackling, in terms of keeping the right focus and getting up on Friday morning with no school and working out in the weight room? Did you hear some groans when that happened?
I didn't hear them. They might have mumbled it to themselves, but they were. It wasn't. I didn't hear a lot of cheering, but yeah.
All right. In the weight room, do you have a leader there?
Not a singular kid. We have a group. A group of guys, and really we're continuing and trying to find that dynamic in the weight room. It's a process. Showing up in the weight room is not the same as getting after it in the weight room. And these kids are doing a good job, but still kind of finding their footing as far as what that looks like. A lot of them are that kind of line crew type guys, you know, Elijah Hernandez, Jet Stewart, who's probably the strongest kid in our group and brings some energy. Jacob Thomas, another kid who is finding roles on the field but brings a lot of energy to the weight room. And they, in a situation like that, it becomes contagious, and we just need more guys getting excited about the opportunities they have to improve in the weight room.
With all the conditioning that you put these young men through, it looks to me like we've been, knock on wood here, mostly injury-free. Is that accurate? How healthy are we?
Yeah, we're mid-season banged up, but we've managed to kind of, up till this point, avoid anything serious. We had a lineman last week. He's going to be here tonight, who's coming back from an injury ended up being Wallace? Just a week. Riley Wallace, yep, he's going to come back. And so what we feared might have been a longer absence is not. And beyond that, we should have everybody that's been in our two deep at the start of the year healthy and ready for us tomorrow night.
So is that two deep still solid the way it was?
Yep.
Initially?
Yep.
Okay, well, that's good. That gives me a starting lineup. Okay. Is there anything missing from your opinion? Is there one thing you'd like to have that you don't have at your disposal right now?
No. I think, again, we've
besides
got
a 6'8", 285-pound lineman.
Yes. Yeah. No, we've got the pieces. It's about putting them together and about, as I mean, again, the cliche that I keep saying, better than before, that if this is how good we are week eight, we haven't done our job. And we're not good enough to compete in the playoffs. We have to continue to improve. But I'm seeing that improvement in various points. And then it's a matter of doing it one on the road and having it all click at the same time. Can we get our offense and our defense and our special teams all playing quality football on the same Friday night?
Have you set goals for this team? Have shared that with them?
Not as far as a win-loss, no. I mean, I think we all have this kind of spoken but not really specified goal of we want to make the playoffs and we want to make a run in the playoffs. But as far as having that be the focus of conversation on a weekly basis, it is not. It is really about what can we do this week. And we talk about how this week, and one of the other themes this week was, you prepare today for tomorrow. And if you have goals for tomorrow, you can't waste opportunities today to make those happen. Right. So,
looking around the league, have you had a chance to look around the league yet? I imagine you have, just casually. But obviously there's a lot of strength with Willamette. What are the other teams there that you're going to have to really challenge? Sheldon is always a challenge, but they haven't showed real strength yet this year, so.
Yeah, but Sheldon by week eight is going to be a pretty tough team, I think. Realistically, when you look just preliminarily at where things have kind of shaken out in the first 3 weeks, our schedule gets tougher every week from this point forward. Sprague lost to Willamette by 16. They gave him a pretty good game. West Salem is undefeated right now. And Sheldon has played Lake Oswego, and they played West Salem. Yeah. And they play North Medford tomorrow night. No, they play Willamette tomorrow night. Yeah, that'll be a real interesting opportunity to see. And so I think when it's all said and done, we've got some formidable opponents on the horizon. And that's why, without talking about them with the group, we're just putting our head down and knowing that all we can do is get better ourselves and then worry about how we stack up against that opponent when we play them on Friday night.
Surprises in the conference. We kind of expected Willamette to be up, Sheldon down just a little bit, but the West Salems and the Sprague seem to have popped up here. Are those surprises, or did you expect that also?
At this point, again, nothing real surprising. As I said to you when we met back before the season started, I think every one of these teams is playoff caliber, and exactly how they're going to shake out when they play each other. There haven't been any real surprising scores. I mean, Sprague putting it to North Medford in the way that they did kind of stood out as kind of an eye opener, because right now Sprague's 1-3. But they beat North Medford by 30, and they lost to Willamette by 14. So that's a team that obviously has the tools to compete. They've just played a pretty tough schedule so far.
How about the Medfords, your traditional opponents over there, the Tornado and the Panthers? Panthers picked up the win against South Salem, so we'll really know how we stack up against them. But North Medford hasn't won a game yet.
Yeah, I think it speaks to the depth in this conference. I mean,
they're still North Medford.
Yeah, and they're still a quality football team. I mean, we played them, and I got done with that game thinking that's a talented team. It's just they played every week. There's a talented team that you're stacking up against, and they haven't come out with a win yet.
Top to bottom, is this conference turning into one of the tougher conferences in the state?
I would say obviously you have that, whatever they call it now, the Three Rivers League that has three of the top five teams in the state in it, Lake Oswego and Westland, et cetera. And that's kind of the bar as far as conferences go. But if you go top to bottom depth, I think this conference this year is shaping out to be
this many teams,
right there.
This equal and all pretty tough.
Yeah.
And that's a pretty tough conference to play in.
Yeah.
Welcome, Coach.
It is, yeah, I know. And it's all league games. I mean, we have one non-conference game, and it happens to be against Silverton on the road.
Which is a 5A powerhouse.
Yeah.
Okay. Up there again, another four-hour road trip. Okay. Yeah. All right, Coach. Listen, we've got some pizza here. A couple of minutes. Any thoughts going into tomorrow's football game for the guys that we haven't talked about?
No, not that we haven't shared. I think I'm excited. We had a good week of practice. And we set some pretty clear goals about how to turn that tide. We'll see if we can show up on the road, and we'll see if we can kind of shift into what we talked about this week is, hey, what does it take to be elite, right? There's good, and there's elite, and this group wants to be elite. So we have to practice like it, we have to prepare like it, and then we have to go on the road, and we have to play like it.
And you have to think like it.
Yep.
Yeah, that mental part goes to it. But from what I've seen, you've got pretty good metal squad there. I think the IQs there, from what we've seen and talked to the young men, pretty high.
Yeah, agreed. I agree.
All right, well, Coach, let's get into some pizza here. To all of you, I want you to stick around because we've got some football players coming up we're going to talk to. In the meantime, though, you're listening to the Caveman Corner coming to you live from the Beacon Drive Abbey's Pizza. We're going to get into have this bacon cheddar pizza here. You can, too, for $26.99. Just pull right up, get it on the Abbey's app, or give them a call, and they'll have it ready for you when you get here. Yeah, you can take it home. Join us here at Abbey's Pizza on Beacon Drive, and we'll be right back after the news at the top of the hour. This is KAJO Grants Pass.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week, we make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
School's back, but this is the kind of math we like. Over 100 slices of pepperoni, one giant Abby's pizza feeds up to 6 hungry people. That's A-plus value, toppings to the edge. That's been the Abby's way since forever. Now go do your homework. When someone says, bring home the bacon, we know what they mean. They want Abby's legendary bacon cheddar pizza, loaded with country bacon and packed with Canadian bacon. On sale now at Abby's.com. This month, bring home the bacon at family-owned Abby's.
When you hire a contractor, the last worry you should have is, are they capable enough to handle the job? A well drilling contractor is no different, especially with tough drilling conditions Southern Oregon can encompass. Clouser Drilling invests in capable machinery, tooling, and personnel equipped to handle these conditions. They operate 4 modern rotary drill rigs with capabilities from air rotary, mud rotary, and drill and drive casing advancement systems. Combine this with over 50 years and thousands of wells drilled, and worry no more. Contact Clouser Drilling or visit clouserdrilling.com. When you hire a contractor, the last worry you should have
is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Evergreen Federal Bank, serving our community and serving you locally. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
99.7 and 1270 KAJO Grants Pass.
I'm Tom Rigotti. Former FBI Director James Comey's been indicted by a federal grand jury in Virginia. He's charged with making false statements and obstructing justice relating to testimony he gave to Congress 5 years ago on the investigation into alleged Russian interference in the 2016 election. Comey, insisting he's innocent, released a video on Instagram.
I'm not afraid, and I hope you're not either. I hope instead you are engaged, you are paying attention, and you will vote like your beloved country depends upon it, which it does.
Comey adding, let's have a trial. President Trump at the Oval Office says progress is being made toward ending fighting between Israel and Hamas. He says he spoke to leaders from both sides.
We're getting pretty close to having a deal on Gaza.
Trump also saying he told Israel he will not allow them to annex the West Bank. America's listening to Fox News.
We're throwing the rules out the window Saturday night at Southern Oregon Speedway. The 2025 season is presented by Toyota. Saturday is open comp night, and the action will be wild. We've created three divisions. Factory four bangers that includes the mini stock, sport compacts, and outlaw minis. The full fender division will have the late models, pro stock, super fours, and stock cars going against each other. And the open front wheel class with mods, sport mods, and open mods. Gates open at 5, hot laps at 6, and racing starts at 7. Save $2 when you share your Bi-Mart card at the gate or get your tickets now at Southern Oregon Motorsports.com. The 2025 season is sponsored in part by Central Welding Supply, HD Plumbing, IBEW Local 659, Travel Medford, Gage and Construction, Pinnacle 365 by Power Market, Carson, Hogue Roofing, Columbia Distributing, Mountain Defense, Southern Oregon Signs, Wilson Equipment, Knife River Materials, 94.7 KWRM, Ewing Outdoor Supply of Grants Pass, and Flatworks Concrete, a great place to work. Don't miss Open Comp Night Saturday night at Southern Oregon Speedway. The 2025 season presented by Toyota. The live stream provided by Speed Union TV. More details at SouthernOregonMotorsports.com.
All right. Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The Beacon Drive, Abby's Pizza. We have a bunch of football players around us. Coach, you brought the whole O-line. In fact, the Abby's corner here seems to be sinking a little bit right now. You brought the big guys with you.
I did, yes. I mean, after the running for nearly 400 yards, I figured I was going to give these guys a chance to come out and talk. One guy, Cannon Clark, who played quite a bit the other night. It was his birthday tonight, so he had something else going on. But returning is one of our captains, Elijah Hernandez. Last week, you also heard from Deshaun Stenson, who's playing center for us. And then new to the program tonight, we've got Titan Davis, Riley Wallace, and our one senior on the offensive line, Colton Markey.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Coach. Now, guys, please forgive me. I'm horrible with names. I may just point and say you, all right? but first of all, congratulations. Now, the coach mentioned 400 yards of offense on the ground, another 250 yards of offense, over 600 yards of offense, guys. Salute. Good job. Way to hang in there. All right, Captain, how did you guys do it? Sure, we can share that.
All right. Just communication and just knowing our plays and what to do, you know, just constant practice and constant repetition.
All right. As a captain, who here would you give kudos for last Friday's game?
Last Friday? Sure, I'd say all of them, honestly. We all did pretty good.
Yeah, you're a politician, aren't you? All right. Davis, get into that one there.
Yo, Davis.
Yes. Oh, sorry. Last name Davis, right?
Yeah, Davis.
Okay. How'd it go last Friday night? What did you think about that game?
That game was really fun, and I thought it was like really good and stuff.
What did you do good?
I did good on my run blocking because we did a lot of running, obviously. But like the
Is Deshaun giving you a bad time?
Yeah, look at him. Yeah, you are. You're laughing over there. Look at him. Look at him. But, like, overall, for, like, passing and running, of course, it was, like, really good across the whole board. I think we didn't get any sacks. We didn't get any tackle for losses. And we only had... I don't believe we had any penalties on the offense that whole night.
I don't think you did. Great night, guys, certainly across the board. Now, you specifically, tell me one good thing that you did the other night.
One thing I did really good on was my run blocking, because every time we lined up, they kept on pulling me. So, like, every time I pulled, I guess I had the hole open. So, I guess I did really good on pulling.
All right, is Creighton going to take you out to dinner?
I hope so.
He should.
I've been waiting for him.
All right. And when you're not playing football, what do you like to do to have fun?
I usually just, like, play with my dogs or, like, play video games or, like, watch a movie. My
dogs. How many dogs you got?
I only got two dogs.
Now, what kind?
I got a King Corso and a Frenchie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How did that happen? By choice or?
It was kind of, so the King Corso was kind of like a birthday gift for me and my brother, because, like, we got rid of our other dog because he kept on, he was so old. And so after a little bit of not having any dogs, they, like, brought up the idea of, like, having a dog again. And I said, yeah, of course. And then we had two dogs, but the brothers kept on, like, fighting each other for a dominance, so we had to kind of get rid of one to my cousin.
Are they working dogs or just family pets?
Family pets.
Yeah.
And then the Frenchie was, I don't really remember how we got him. We brought up, like, names for the dog, and then I guess we got a dog named Meatball now, so.
All right. I won't ask about that. How I got that name. At any rate, are you a junior?
I'm a sophomore.
You're a sophomore, so you're the youngest one here.
No, well, me and Riley.
Oh, okay. Sophomores. Okay, we got two sophomores here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What course of study are you following?
Excuse me?
What course of study are you following in high school?
Mostly, like, in the math degree right now, because I'm a big fan of math right now.
Really? You like math?
Yeah.
Oh, golly, you're one of those. All right. What form of math? Algebra, geometry, calculus? What are you into?
Calculus right now.
Really? As a sophomore?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, things may have changed since I was there, back in the old wooden school days. All of that math going into what? Is there a long-term goal there?
I want to at least get a degree in math and hopefully in English as well. But long-term, I want to go, like, pro in football. If that doesn't work, then I want to go, like, work at like, insurance or, like, be a lawyer or something.
You like money, don't you?
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with a little greed.
Yeah.
A little greed in there. All right. All right. Great point. Do you want to talk about that? Or?
What'd you say?
Great point.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll move on. All right, we'll come back. All right, next in line. All right, give me your name again. Oh! Boy, the captain's going to get you for that. He just spilled his drink. And I'll pass some napkins down here. I think that's the first spill we've ever had on the Caveman Corner. We've been doing this for years, so congratulations. You just made history. You just made history. All right, give me your name again, son.
I'm Colton Markey.
Okay, Colton. Tell me about last Friday.
Well, last Friday was a very good game for the lineman and Trent Powers because he broke the school record.
All right. I understand that. I got all of that down. What'd you do to help him?
Well, I think what the O-line did well was communicate to each other, and they help each other out when we didn't know the play. And we never really didn't – we always gave it our all. And when we needed to go full 100%, we always did. And when we needed to line up at the ball, we just ran to the ball and got set and – it's a teamwork. We got to help train, and train helps us.
What's the best thing you did personally?
I think the best thing I did was helping us by calling out plays, like what to do when we needed to. And I think my run blocking was my best thing I did.
Okay, so you're calling out plays on the line of scrimmage?
No. I am calling out call signs. So
call sign.
We all know what our job we're supposed to do.
Okay, explain that to me. Teach me.
Well, each of us has our own set of eyes. We look for what our priority gap is. And left side of the ball, right side of the ball, we look for our priority gaps, and we try to do our best way to call that. So we all know where we're supposed to go, and so we're all under the same page.
Oh, okay. In one particular play, did you open up a hole, a big hole for someone? You tell me.
I think we all did our really good job when run blocking and pass blocking. I don't know a specific one I did, but I knew I gave it all my all and
did your part. That's all we can ask.
Yeah.
Now, when you're not doing your part for the football team, what are you doing for yourself?
Well, for myself, I like going camping and fishing, hunting too. I'm kind of an outdoors guy, and I like sitting down and watching football.
Where do you go fishing, and what do you fish for? What do you like?
I've gone to Umpqua for and fish for steelhead with my grandpa, and I've gone to Lake Selmac, Galesville, the coast. Did plenty of fishing there with my grandpa.
Oh, so lake fisherman, ocean fishing too?
I haven't done a lot of ocean fishing. I'm mostly freshwater fishing.
Spinning rig, or do you use a fly pole?
My grandpa has tried to teach me with fly. I can't understand it. I'm not good at it. I'm better with a spinner rod.
Okay. All right. Then tell me about your hunting exploits.
Well, I haven't hunted lately for a while. I went hunting a while back for elk. Me and my brother and my grandpa went to Eastern Oregon, and we went hunting for elk.
And how'd you do?
In a little town called Daysville.
Okay. And how did you do? Tell me about the hunt.
It was good. I got my elk.
You did? Okay. Yeah. How big?
Pretty big. We got pretty lucky. The farmer there really helped us out, helped us pack it out because it was a big cow elk.
Boy, I assume you're hunting with a rifle?
Yeah, 280.
Okay. Oh, okay. So he dropped, and once you squeeze that trigger, that's where the work begins?
Yeah.
Tell me about the work without getting graphic.
I can't really explain it.
Okay. All right. But you got it up. Points? Big rack?
It was a cow.
Okay.
So no rack.
So meat hunter.
Yep. Just meat. Jerky. Just good for meat.
All right. How was the backstrap? Did you eat the backstrap that night?
Yes. The backstrap was pretty good, but for the farmer that helped us packed it out, we gave some of the backstrap to him. It was really good and tender. I liked it.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
Fresh over the campfire. That's great stuff. All right, let's move along. Deshaun, welcome back. Are you stirring the pot here tonight?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right. Tell me about last Friday night. What was that? How was that good for you?
I think Friday night was definitely a big night for getting my snaps down and a little bit of long snapping, too, on the PAT side. But mainly, I think the best thing that went like well for me, I think pulling, like I'm a pulling center. So I think I got
that's
a little bit.
That's a challenge,
better.
Isn't it?
Yeah, that's definitely a challenge. You got to snap the ball and then.
So you kind of not only have to be strong, you have to be quick.
A little bit, yeah. Definitely okay. Agile a little bit.
Okay, is that the fun part?
Yeah, pulling is really fun. It made the O-line just a whole lot more fun. Just being able to get out and block a backer. It's definitely made the game like. Like more fun, definitely. Yeah,
that's fun coming around the corner and seeing one of those little backs. Is that the goal?
Oh yes. Okay. Safeties, corners. I'm looking for anything out there.
All right. Well, good. You also do long snaps or just part of the long snaps?
Primarily just PATs. Brevik Hill is our long snap punter. So,
all right. What's it take to be a good long snapper?
Definitely flexibility, I'll say, and just lots of reps. You definitely gotta master your form of the way you hold the ball, and it's kind of hard to like look through your legs and snap it perfectly for a guy who's bending down instead of normally a quarterback who's standing up. So, and it's definitely a little bit farther at 7 yards. So
yeah, okay. Well, it's certainly an art. All right.
Yeah.
Now, when you're not long snapping, and we may have been down this road before, what do you still like to do for fun here?
I think definitely like kind of what Mark was saying, outdoorsy, essentially. Like camping, I did a lot of that this summer, and a little bit of fishing. I only went fishing a couple times, but I really don't know anything about fishing.
What do you like to camp?
We went to Lost Creek a couple times, and we went to a new spot I've never even heard of, Onion Mountain. I think Cave Junction area-ish. But that was my first ever time being there. I thought it was pretty cool.
So. Okay. Are you a tent camper or do you go in a...
We usually tent.
Pardon me? Oh, yeah, good.
Yeah.
All right. So tell me about your camping experience now.
So we went a couple times. I actually went with Trey, and I've went with Cameron, and I've even... But, yeah, we went a couple times this summer. It was definitely really fun, I think. We went a couple camping trips, but I think for the most part it was fun. We just went usually for, like, 2 days, usually, just for a weekend sometimes in the summer. And
How do you guys plan it out? I mean, is there one guy who's the cook and brings the food?
Oh, yeah. Mr. Powers over there. That's the cook. You know, he buys...
Powers is?
Oh, yeah. He buys a little black stove and... cooking up some burgers and some hot dogs and breakfast, eggs in the morning. That's definitely
now, wonderful. Now, does he cook the eggs to order, or is it everybody gets scrambled?
I think we did everyone scrambled, but usually he'll probably cook you whatever you want. But
really?
I think everyone just said scrambled, but yeah. He'll make whatever. That guy's a chef, so.
All right. How's school going so far?
School's going pretty good. I'm mainly staying on top of things. I've been trying to, like, take more priority in, like, getting in, like, homework times, kind of. Because last year I fell behind a lot. So I'm just trying to stay ahead and even doing, like, sometimes, like, assignments ahead of time instead of last day of the semester. So, yeah.
Is it tougher during football season?
Oh, definitely. Just, like, worrying about practices, and then sometimes just a couple periods, like tomorrow. Well, it's lucky, though, we don't have school. A couple Fridays we don't have school, so it makes it easier for school.
Yeah, you got to get up early in the morning and go into the weight room, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
But you like the weight room.
I've gotten into it more this year. This is my, I'd say, more first years in the weight room, lifting a lot of time. But before, I haven't much, I would say. Right.
Now, present company accepted. Last time you were here, you said you were the strongest man on the team.
I never said that.
Oh, did I misunderstand something?
I'm definitely not the strongest.
maybe it was him.
Definitely Elijah.
I'm going to stir the pot here a little bit here.
I'm humble about that. I know I'm not the strongest.
All right. I know you guys compete well. Friendly competition there.
Oh, of course, always.
At any rate. All right, but move on down the road here. Let's bring in a sophomore here. Once again, give me your name, young man.
My name's Riley Wallace.
Oh, Riley Wallace. How's the hand?
It's going well.
Okay, really you didn't fast. Get to play last week, though, did you?
Nah, I had to sit out due to, like, some, like, fractures and stuff.
Show me the hand. Everything okay? 100%? Yeah, still got two fingers tapped together. How'd it work?
So I'm, like... I was blocking and stuff. I don't really know what, but I think I got my finger stuck in the pad. And, like, he hit my arm, but my finger was still stuck in there.
Ooh.
And, like, just kind of broke. But I didn't know, so I just kept on playing on it. And it just got worse over time.
All right, but you're cleared to play now and you're coming back.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'm going to come back better.
All right, so you've had a full week of practice now?
Oh, yeah, full week.
All right, what's your assignment tomorrow night?
My assignment, I'm probably going to... So, for offense, I'm going to definitely just try to get my sets in, like, get my feet, like, perfect, and just do my job and stuff. And then for defense, just try to get, like, better on, like, pass drills and just try to work and stay in my gap.
Oh, okay. What do you know about the South Salem team? What do you know about the Saxons?
Well, I don't know that much, but I know that this year there's not really, like, a strong year for them. But we're definitely going to show – it's definitely going to be a good game and stuff. And, yeah.
All right. How many points do you expect going to be on the board tomorrow night?
Oh, we're definitely going to get in the 40 range or something. Yeah, or
okay.
Higher.
You're in the 40 range. All right. What are you going to allow them? Anything?
Huh?
What are you going to allow them? Anything?
Maybe 20s, maybe.
Oh, you're giving them too much.
Maybe.
All right.
If you're lucky.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Now, tell me about yourself. When you're not playing football, what do you like?
Well, I really like to explore. I really like to ride my bike, go on walks and stuff, hang out with friends. I also like to box sometimes. So.
Okay. What kind of bike?
Well, I have a BMX. It's a Sunday. So it's pretty good for just like cruising and stuff. And then I don't know really how to do tricks and stuff, but it's really good for tricks also.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Did you do any BMX racing at all?
No, I don't do any BMX racing.
Okay. You said explore. What's the neatest place you've explored?
I really like I haven't explored that much yet because like I just kind of got the bike recently, but I really like to like go by there's a park, I forgot what it's called, I think it's the All Sports Park, but there's like a bridge under it and stuff, and there's like cool passive ways and stuff, and like there's like secret places and stuff. It's really cool.
Ooh, secret places, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, those are fun.
Yeah.
All right, now tell me about school. What are you studying? What do you like?
Oh, well, I'm in geometry right now, doing that, and biology and stuff, just like the regular classes.
All right. What's your favorite class?
I would say my favorite class so far would probably be emergency care. It's an elective, so it's you kind of like learn how to do like CPR and like taping and stuff and like medical aid and stuff.
Why is that most fascinating to you?
It's just like knowing I can help people if they need it and stuff, and I can like save people's lives.
All right. Is that a long-term goal, you think?
Could you be
a medic? I think maybe a doctor someday?
Maybe. I think it's just something to know.
No, it's always good to know those things.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, gentlemen, we're going to continue this conversation. We're going to take a deep breath, and we'll be right back after this two-minute caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
From the woods to the fields to the gridiron, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for Friday night kickoff with the Caveman.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to support the U of O Ducks. While not all of our staff are Duck fans, we are always proud of the work our Oregon students do, both on and off the field. We're honored to partner with Grants Pass Broadcasting to bring you the Oregon Duck games and keep you up on all things U of O. Whether on the road or at home, you can rely on Farmers Building Supply and GP Broadcasting to bring you all of the up-to-the-minute Duck action. Go Ducks!
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week, we make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Welcome back, everyone. You're in the closing minutes of the Caveman Corner here. We've got the offensive line from last Friday night here for the Grants Pass Caveman, and we're talking about tomorrow night going up against the South Salem Saxons. Going to call in the captain here once again. What's your goal tomorrow night? Do you have a specific job that you've been set out to do besides keep the rest of the guys in line?
I think just keep the run game going just like last game. Just keep the gaps open and just do our job, you know.
All right. Are you going to get even with this young man over here?
Am I what?
Going to get even with him?
Yeah, I hope so.
All right. Tell me about the weight room tomorrow morning. What's going to happen there?
We're going to be focused, you know, with the game in our mind. We're going to be locked. Just making sure that everything is purposeful.
Okay. Now, are you the strongest?
Out of these guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No question, huh?
Yeah.
No debate? Okay. Stenson says no debate. Okay. We'll check with the rest of them here. Now, as a senior, you played against South Salem last year.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Are you renewing some friendships or some competition?
I'm not sure. Last year, I wasn't too, like, Like, I wasn't too much of a talker, so, like, I didn't really get to know any of them, so I'm not sure. But we're just going to give them what we got.
Yeah, okay. All right. Mr. Davis, step right in there. What's your job tomorrow night?
My job is to not get my quarterback sacked, first off, and always protect my running back, no matter what the cost is.
All right. Now, does a quarterback give you guys any money or take you out to dinner to keep himself protected?
No. If he doesn't get sacked the whole game, then we get donuts Monday morning.
Really?
Yes.
Donuts. Okay.
Oh yeah.
That's not bad. All right. How many donuts?
At least like. Like a dozen, I would say.
He brings in just a dozen?
I know.
For you five?
I know. Yeah, I was about to say 20.
That's just barely two apiece. That's not enough, is it?
Sometimes it is. depends on the workout that we do that morning.
Okay. Let's move it on down here. Tell me about your job here tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, I need to do my job and make sure I only do my job. Because I can believe in that the people next to me are going to do their job. And I don't have to worry about their job.
Tell me about the culture of this team. It seems to be elevated from teams I've seen in the past.
Well, Kennedy goes on about changing the culture of the Kalen football. And I really have kicked into it, too, because he believes that after football, that the program's going to really help people after the football. Go through life, because we go through life problems at practice, rough days, high days, and you need to be able to still get back to work and continue going through it.
All right, so you see some of that coming through yourself right now?
Yeah, I do.
All right. Well, best of luck tomorrow night.
Thank you.
All right. All right, Deshaun, your job tomorrow night?
Well, number one.
Make good snaps?
Number one, snaps. Number two, I definitely say protect Jordan Rosetta. Gotta get those donuts on Monday morning. You know, and I think...
Only a dozen for you five?
It's more than that. It's,
okay.
Yeah. We get enough.
Okay.
We're definitely full afterwards. But I'd say the next best thing is definitely getting Trey flowing, getting his, you know, explosive plays, because we got a new deal Monday mornings. If above 200 rushing yards, and obviously we win the game, we got hot chocolate for the whole line.
Ooh, so, okay.
New deal on the line now.
All right. So we've got to get at least 200 yards on the ground. Huh?
And a win.
And a win. 200 yards in a win.
Oh, yeah.
On the ground, and you guys get hot chocolate. Okay. All right. Mr. Wallace, you buying into that? 200 yards on the ground and a win?
Oh, yeah.
Is that worth it?
Oh, yeah, definitely worth it. I'm looking forward for it, too.
All right. You have a special assignment for tomorrow night?
Yeah. I'm just protect Jordan, make the pass game be easy for him, make him not have any pressure, and make the run game go super well.
What's it take to protect a quarterback? What do you have to do in order to protect a quarterback?
So just get the play right and just stay on my man.
Stay on it. Keep him away. Stand him up and push him out of the way.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Okay, gentlemen, it has been great talking to you. An exciting season so far. So I want to thank you all for that. Just from an enjoyment standpoint, from an observer who's always up there in the press box cheering you on. So, guys, thank you very much. Good luck to you. Any thoughts that you want to share with the people right now? Any people you'd like to say thank you to? Anybody, raise your hands.
I would like to say thank you to Coach Kennedy for keeping this program afloat and... flowing very nice.
Why did I know Deshaun was going to be the one to step up? Why did I know that? And he kissed up to the coach. Guys, you're going to make him pay for this, aren't you?
Well, either way, we're running.
All right, guys. At least 200 yards on the ground. Get those holes open for your running backs. Come home with a win. And let's be 3-1 when this weekend's over, huh?
Yep.
Okay. Best of luck to you, guys. And once again, have a good trip up, safe trip up. Be focused when you get there, and we'll pull you all away.
Yep. Thank you very much.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Caveman Corner right here on KAJO 99.7 FM, 1270 on the AM side, live from your Beacon Drive. Abby's Pizza, courtesy of our good friends at the Insurance Lounge. Good night. We'll see you tomorrow night live from South Salem High School.
You have been listening to the Caveman Corner, brought to you by Abby's Legendary Pizza from their Beacon Drive location. You are invited to join us in the Caveman Corner.